Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Parish Pump now, and a collective of local artists who are mothers, bringing a national initiative to Cambridge next month. Mothers Who Make is a monthly peer support group for mothers who are artists and makers in any discipline and at any stage on their creative paths. Laura Pearson-Clark is the coordinator in Cambridge, and she's here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So this is the first time the event's been run in Cambridge, but it's been going for a few years elsewhere.
Yes, that's right. So it was founded by an amazing woman called Matilda Liza in 2014. She's a mother and a theatre maker, and she really wanted to explore the experiences and challenges of being a mother and an artist. She noticed quite similarities of the two. They both concern creativity and play. You've got to have stamina and patience in both of those things. And also, you're questioned with your identity when you become a new mum. And it's just a great chance for groups of mums to come together. You can be a professional artist or just passionate about art, and just chat with other mums. Bring your children, have a coffee, have a chat, talk about ideas, inspirations, and just realise you're not alone.
Because being an artist can be fairly solitary at the best of times, and if you've got one or two little people to look after at the same time, then that adds sort of a little bit more complexity to it all.
Definitely, and you're still making sense of who you are. Being a mother, it's a new identity, and you know you're kept awake at night for all sorts of reasons, whether it's being your art or that you haven't got the sleeping routine down to a T. But I'd just like to say I'm not a professional artist. I'm passionate about the art. I'm actually a charity worker as well. I work for Alzheimer's Research UK, but making and doing is a part of me, and this is such an opportunity to maybe realise what my next project could be, and I'll always want to make, but it's come at the right time for a lot of people where you can just explore ideas. And I mean, there's a group of us that are from Cambridge and the surrounding areas. There's a choreographer, there's a film producer, there's a ceramicist, there's painters, printmakers, and again, like me, I work as for a charity, but I really want to continue my creative side.
So. You mentioned your next project, not sure what it is. What's your current project, or maybe your last project, draft-wise?
So my last project was actually, I exhibited 1,000 origami cranes that I made. I actually...
Who says there aren't enough cranes around Cambridge?
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow. So I suffered with postnatal depression quite severely, and as part of my recovery, I was referred to the NHS art therapy group sessions. And as part of that, I came up with the idea that, I found out in Japanese culture, if you make 1,000 origami cranes, you receive eternal good luck. And it symbolises well-being, resilience. And I managed to write to patient liaison services and got hold of all my mental health notes. And I made the 1,000 cranes in a year with all my mental health notes and exhibited them. And it was just the process of making again. It was, you know, once you'd learnt the folds, you were focused, it's quite hard to get your mind off being a mother, and it was just that time out for myself. I showcased that for 2 days in my local town where I live in Ely, and fundraised for my daughter's school. So she's now at primary age, so it was the right time to go out there and talk about it publicly. Now I've done that and I'm just thinking, what's next? And this group has come at such the right time. As I say, all the mothers are at different stages of their creativity.
How did you get in touch with the group in the first place? Because found yourself as their coordinator. It's been going for a few years, or one of the coordinators.
Yeah, so it's a group of us. There's about 8 of us. So we all found there was an event running and hosted by Kettle's Yard House and Gallery. It was at the time where, it was a couple of months ago, where there was an exhibition about Louise Bourgeois, and she was looking thinking about motherhood, the theme of motherhood in artwork. And the founder, Matilda, was there for Mothers Who Make, and she introduced us to this idea. They've wanted a hub in Cambridge for such a long time. They got these mothers together at this event, and we were all just so inspired, and we were all like, well, let's just do this together. Let's start something. And we're very lucky to have Cambridge Junction as the host venue. So our first meetup is actually this month, so it's in a couple of weeks, Wednesday the 22nd of March, just for a couple of hours, 10:30 to 12:30. It's no booking required. You just drop in, have a chat. Just there'll be different themes each month, but we just want to grow it each month and welcome as many people as we can.
I'm intrigued by the variety of people taking part. A choreographer on one hand, which is one art discipline, but ceramics at the other end of it is worlds apart almost.
Yes, but I mean, we're all trying to be creative. There'll be maybe you'll connect with different people and you'll have different themes and you'll, it's just, I think it'll just be so inspirational for people just to be in that room to discuss thinking. I'm not saying you don't have to talk about, you know, babies and bottles and sleeping routines and things, but just to have that time to talk about anything creative, any arts practice, and you can make links with all those different practices.
I guess some artists will work in some sort of shared space, won't they? But of course, again, if you've got the little ones with you, a shared space isn't necessarily the best environment.
I think it's just a chance to, I mean, you could be working in all sorts of spaces, but yeah, as I say, you can bring your children along to this. There'll be, you know, toys and play equipment for them, and we understand it might just be, you know, when we say creative practice, you might just be, you know, you might pick up the paintbrush for half an hour. It's just that getting that little slot for your own time, or, you know, even if you just get up and, you know, brush your teeth or have a shower for 5 minutes. Just anything that, you know, you have time for yourself. Just and it's small steps, and just knowing that you've got that support, because there is that saying where it takes a whole village to raise a child. Just knowing you're not alone and other people are in the same boat.
It is interesting. I know my sister with, the majority of my sister's friends are largely the mothers of the children of friends of nephew and niece. And I think that sort of, and that little support group that they've got to help each other out. I can imagine, I can transpose that, if you like, to you know, the world of art and craft and which is you're trying to put together here.
Definitely. And I'd say any kind of mother is welcome. It can be stepmother, surrogate mother, foster mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, mother-to-be. So we really do welcome everybody.
You've got something running alongside this called Mother Works. I wonder if you could explain a little bit about that. That kind of fits in with the theme later on today, of course, of the Mental Health Minute.
Yes, so we're very lucky at so Mother Works is a one-day festival coming to the Cambridge Junction, produced by a fabulous woman called Ruth Dudman, and she's been funded by the Arts Council England to create this festival at the Cambridge Junction that really explores different perspectives on maternal mental health. So there'll be performances looking at different aspects. They've hooked up with Arts and Minds, the local charity, where they've been having group workshops with pregnant women and new mothers. It's called Maternal Journal, and that will be actually showcased on the day. It's really exciting that people are starting to be open about this and talk about these things in these creative ways and just making it accessible for everybody.
Okay, so that's when, that particular
so
event?
So that is on Saturday the 8th of June.
Okay.
So that's after our launch event.
I was going to say, which is the next reminder which we need to give to people. It is a couple of weeks' time, maybe
22nd, that's 22nd. A Wednesday, 10:30 till 12:30. So we just look forward to welcoming you all.
At Cambridge Junction. Thank you very much indeed, Laura. That's Laura Pearson Clark, one of the coordinators of Mothers Who Make. And I think we might need to check back in with Laura and co in a few weeks' time to see how everything's getting on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Cambridge 105 Radio.